A group of House Republican lawmakers called for reform of the state's prevailing wage act this week by exempting Pennsylvania's 500 school districts from the legal requirement to pay inflated wage rates on school construction projects. Present law requires that all governmental entities pay a prevailing wage rate for labor as determined by the Secretary of Labor and Industry when a construction project exceeds $25,000 in cost. Sponsor of House Bill 707, Representative Jesse Topper of Bedford, Fulton, and Franklin counties, said the prevailing wage mandate can cost districts an additional 17% in labor costs, and in a time of tight school budgets, this money is better spent on instructional costs for students.
This is about taking away the prevailing wage mandate for public school projects to get money back into our classrooms, save taxpayers' dollars. What really prompted this bill was touring all of the 9 school districts within the 78th district and hearing the same unifying theme over and over again, that school budgets were just being weighted down with these unnecessary construction costs. And that's where the original thought for the bill came from, and I'm really glad to see it come to fruition.
Topper's prevailing wage reform bill is now being considered by the House Education Committee. From Harrisburg, Mike Davies reporting.